Unit 2, Number 5, Exercise 3. Listen to the text about wedding superstitions and in tasks from 1 to 5, choose the best option.
Wedding superstitions.
Are you superstitious? Even if you are not yourself, you will probably be able to sympathize with those brides and grooms who are determined to do everything right in hope that it will bring them good luck in their married life. It is considered unlucky for the bride to put on the whole of her bridal outfit before the wedding. So when the bride tries on her dress, veil, and other accessories, she should do it in sections, never all at once. Some brides even leave part of the dress unfinished, so that it could be done on the wedding day. More than that, the bride would not look at herself fully dressed in the wedding gown in a mirror. Why not? It is believed that if she does, this may cause something to happen that will prevent the marriage. The bride and groom traditionally avoid seeing each other on the morning of the wedding day. Perhaps this superstition originated in the time of arranged marriages. The father of the bride may have been afraid that the groom would change his mind if his bride was not to his liking. So, the groom was supposed to see his bride only at the actual wedding ceremony. On the way to the wedding, some sights and events are considered lucky for the bride and groom. Others are thought to be very bad for their happiness. The bride is expected to leave her house out the front door and step out right boot first. If the sun shines on her or she sees a rainbow, it is a sign of good luck. Meeting a black cat, a chimney sweep, or an elephant, however unlikely, is also fortunate. On the other hand, it is an unlucky sight to see a pig running across the road. The worst of all omens is to meet or even see a funeral procession. Death is also foretold if the horse, or the more contemporary car, refuses to start.